Mozilla. I work for Mozilla Messaging, which I will introduce shortly. And I work on email messaging within the context of Mozilla as a whole, which is primarily focused on the web, specifically the open web. So the things that I'll talk about today have to do with where is messaging on the web now? Where has it been? Sort of what's the history? How it's evolved? What we can look forward to? What we should be cautious of? And I'm really eager to have conversations more than a lecture, so I encourage people to raise their hands if they have questions. I may tell you the whole lecture about because I'll get to it later in the talk, but I really like questions. It helps me sort of I have more fun in the conversation. So before we start, I want to sort of get a little bit of a feel for the audience. I know a fair number of people, but I'm just going to do a little show of hands. How many people consider themselves developers? So majority developers. How many people consider themselves web developers, or whatever definition? Out of curiosity, a couple more poll questions. How many people currently use Thunderbird? How many people have used Thunderbird?
Thanks.
That's probably all I need. And I'm going to assume that everybody uses Twitter and Facebook. All right. So. Mozilla and messaging. So Mozilla Messaging is a not very well known organization at this point. It's relatively young. It was created as a subsidiary of the Mozilla Foundation, which a lot of people know about. And it's a sister company to the Mozilla Corporation. And so if you think of the organizational diagram, it's the Mozilla Foundation, which is the nonprofit, which has a public benefit charter, and it owns two subsidiaries, Mozilla Corporation, for the people in Firefox and Testing and Jetpack and all those cool things. It was on messaging, and currently we're focused on Thunderbird and the future of Thunderbird. The interesting thing is that our headquarters are here, actually at the Cordova and Carroll, which is a few blocks away. So anybody's interested in talking about messaging, the web, Thunderbird, blah, 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 and come and tap in our offices, we're more than welcome to do so. You can find us on the web. And before I forget, we're having an all-hands for all of Mozilla Messaging employees in August, and that's about 13 or 15 people, and I need space. So if anybody's got space for a week for people for it, is that it? Do you have space?
Probably, yeah.
Okay, so we'll come. Good, I can go home.
Mission accomplished.
All right, so Mozilla Messaging and Mozilla in general, we're a very unusual organization. I've never seen anything quite like it. And there's really sort of three aspects to Mozilla that are really important to understand if you want to sort of understand why Mozilla does things. One is we're the three organizations as a whole, and in fact, anybody who sort of self-declares as an affiliate of Mozilla, somebody says, you know, I am Mozilla, I support Mozilla. We're a public benefit organization. We have no private shareholders, nobody can buy us, we can't IPO, we can't get rich. We have a long-term mission. We're trying to build, protect, innovate an internet that is going to be around for 50 or 100 years and is going to serve the public at large in its largest possible sort of space.